Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. When we gain the victory over Satan, we will join so many others who will be singing a triumphant song. We will be singing glory and praise and honor to the Christ our King. And it won't just be one victory song, but we will sing it over and over through countless ages. Hello, hello. Welcome back. We get to continue studying about what happened when a mob was trying to find Paul. They wanted to destroy him. But first, before we get started, let's pray. Lord, please give us your Spirit. You've promised that you would give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And so we are asking today for your Spirit to fill us inside so we can see and understand things that you want us to know. We love you, Lord. Amen. That day in Ephesus, when a mob grabbed two of Paul's Christian friends, the Jews of that city were afraid that the Ephesians would think that they were joining in with the Christians. They were like, whoa, 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 whoa. We are not a part of them. We want nothing to do with them. So you know what they did? They got a Jew named Alexander to tell everyone that Paul and the other Christians with him caused all the trouble. Wait, what? They went and had somebody tell everybody that Paul was the troublemaker? Was Paul really the troublemaker? No. Let's look at Acts chapter 19, verse 33. Acts is in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 19, and then I want you to look at verse 33. Acts chapter 19, verse 33. Once you find chapter 19, look under there for those little numbers. We're looking at verse 33. Let's see what that says. I'm going to read it for us. And they drew near, and they drew Alexander out of the multitude. The Jews putting him forward. So in other words, they're pushing him forward. Have you ever seen somebody push somebody forward? They're like, okay, who wants to go first? Maybe to have your teeth pulled or to get a shot and someone pushes you forward. They're going first, right? So the Jews are pushing him forward. And Alexander motioned with his hand and wanted to make his defense to the people. So he's like, hey, he motioned with his hands. Hey, quiet, quiet. Listen, listen. But the people weren't interested in listening to Alexander. They pushed him to one side, and for about 2 hours. Have you ever sat there and been like, when is 1 minute going to be done? Maybe you're on a timeout, and it just seems like it's taking forever. This is for 2 hours. They shouted over and over, "Greatest Diana of the Ephesians." Look at verse 34. Okay. Here's what verse 34 says. "But when they found out that he was a Jew," that's Alexander, "all with one voice cried out for about 2 hours, 'Great is Diana of the Ephesians.'" Did they want to hear what Alexander had to say? No. No, they didn't. They pushed him to one side and were like, "We're going to do what we're going to do." And they just started shouting, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." Okay. Like, is that all? That went on for 2 hours. Have you ever shouted or yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled? I would get thirsty if I were them. I'd be like, okay, my throat is sore. I'm hoarse. I need a drink. Well, pretty soon an officer of the city talked to the people. And guess what? They listened to him. I think they had probably spent a lot of their energy and their anger had kind of gone away as they were shouting for 2 hours. But he was able to tell them how foolish they were. They were acting foolishly. Everyone knew that Diana and her temple were important. Everyone. He said that they had no reason to be so excited. And Paul hadn't damaged their temple. He hadn't damaged their statues of Diana. So why were they acting this way? They needed to go home. Look at verse 35 and 36. Acts chapter 19, verse 35 and 36. Here's what the city clerk said. "And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, 'Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple guardian of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Zeus?'" In other words, that's where they believed that her image had come from the sky, from Zeus. That was another god. "Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly." I think that city clerk talked some sense into those people, into that mob. Have you ever heard your mom say, "If your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too?" Because you want to do what your friends are doing? Well, that's kind of what the city clerk is telling the mob. "Guys, come on, listen. Diana is great. There's nothing wrong with her temple. We all believe she is wonderful and great. Why are you acting like this? Paul's done nothing to her. He hasn't hurt anything. Just go on home. He hasn't done anything. Be quiet. Don't do anything silly or rash or things that you might regret." Have you ever done something that was really, really foolish and you couldn't really think of a good reason for doing it? Well, you know, it's never, never a good idea to copy what others are doing without thinking. When somebody's doing something and you want to do it too, you need to stop and think, is this good? Is this edifying? Is this going to end up getting me in trouble and our friends in trouble? Is this right or is it wrong? Is everyone? So often people say, "Well, but my friends are doing it. My friends are playing that video game. My friends are smoking that cigarette. My friends are..." And they have all these excuses. Well, my friends are. Boys and girls, if we are not careful, our friends can lead us down the wrong path. We need to be following Jesus. And if our friends follow Jesus and they're going the same way that Jesus is going, then we can follow. Yes, let's do it. But if the people around us are doing things that are not in harmony with the Bible, that are not following the Bible or Jesus, we want nothing to do with it. Let's pray and ask that Jesus will give us, it's called discernment. It's so that we can know what is right and what is wrong, what we should do. Okay? Lord, please help us to learn and study from your word so that we can know the way that you want us to go. That when our friends or people around us are doing things that maybe aren't very good, that you would help us to be able to stand firm and say no and to walk away. Help us not to follow others because we want to follow them or just because everyone else is doing it. Help us to stay on the straight and narrow and to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our memory verse is talking about worship. Who are we to worship? The Lord our God. Who are we to serve? Him only. We want to worship and serve Jesus, don't we?
Matthew 4:10.
You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.